The British have given Iran an ultimatum in the oil negotiations. Relax the refusal to compromise by noon tomorrow, or accept an end to the discussions and we go home, and there may be serious consequences. Dispatches from London this evening say the government is considering landing military forces at Abadan. Prime Minister Attlee called an emergency cabinet session, and there's now little hope that the talks will end in anything but frustration. Iranian Premier Mossadegh has committed his political future to an intransigent attitude toward Britain. He won't relax an inch in his refusal to permit any sort of British supervision, management, or profit-sharing in the oil fields or refineries. The British have now withdrawn their eight-point proposal, which would turn over all assets of the British-owned Anglo-Iranian oil company to Iranian management, but which would call for a 50-50 split of profits with a British marketing organization and non-profit British management. Prime Minister Attlee has been under strong pressure at home not to yield in this oil dispute. Anglo-Iranian is the world's fourth largest producer, and it is Britain's biggest single overseas investment. There are a number of British warships in the Persian Gulf now, and British air power has been augmented in neighboring Iraq.